Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to this last episode of Silicon Needs. Today's 49 days. Mom, Cher, and Marcus. 7 weeks. Thank you, God. And thank you, all you who have been around here, stuck with this. Wilson, John, Dan, come in, and now whatever it is, wherever you are, thanks for Wilson, what? Messaging various platforms and gave you some feedback, Facebook, a lot of great stuff, really. I'm really grateful for that. And thank you around Benji Ellison for allowing this to happen, right? He gave, I was like, yeah, well, Benji, is it cool if you do this class with this book? And he's like, for like a couple of months. So, appreciate that. If you haven't done the book, go get it. We'll have someone plug this for this for now. So I said yesterday, right, it's philosopher Jake Snake Roberts from WWF in the 80s said, it's not the end, it's not the beginning of the end, but yet only the end of the beginning. And on that note, I have an announcement, you know, I'm going to keep this going for daily classes for the Aaliyah, first show of the week, the Aaliyah of the day, and insights that pertain to our life today that we can tap into to give us some direction for giving different teachings. Rashi, Yasmin, Midrash, the Torah, all the different sources that are coming together with God's help and making it meaningful, practical for all of us.
Allah.
And also with a sense of official listening to be starting, we're releasing our new podcast, Mommy's Mavericks podcast, where we're talking to, I'm interviewing the guy, one of the women talking to successful Jewish entrepreneurs out there. September 7th happened. We really got to circle the lines, support each other, and that was the idea behind Mommy's Mavericks podcast. So tune into that if that sounds appealing to you, if all the business want to learn from people who are already doing great things. And if you're doing great things, one and more, or whatever's going on. So, that being said, as I said, it's not the beginning of the end, yet only the end of the beginning. And where do we go from here? You know, Malcolm Shalom, we got everything, right? And everything. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Or, Yesod, Malchus, and seven times over. And you may think, wow, we really did a lot and didn't do a lot. We didn't do a lot. We didn't accomplish a lot. So I hope that came out this year that I really beat us. This was really such a great gift to do this. So where we go from here, what does a leader do when they reach the pinnacle? They realize that we don't know anything. We don't know anything. Remember, maybe if you remember, we told a story about that the person when they didn't know anything, they never learned the Torah before, they went to the yeshiva and they said, they are learning Torah. And everybody was sitting there, you're nothing. And give this guy and say, hey, so who are talking about the Lord? You're nothing. So he looked to him and he puts it down and says, you're nothing. That's it. There will be something for you to need nothing. All of those, all you've heard that earlier, but that's how we're at. We may walk away thinking, hey, we are something. And Malchus Shalom says the opposite. The humble king. Hashem is the humble king. And that corresponds to Hod. But this is the essence of Hashem. And how do we attach ourselves to Hashem? Let's live the daily, as you said. The great falls where the intersection said, if you think you know that, and think you know. So if we think that we know, if we think that we've accomplished everything, we're for sure off base. We know more than we did before. We have more to apply. And guess what? I sure will continue to test us, continue to help us grow. And we're going to start over in a certain sense because we went to Malcolm Shervalos. We're at kind of the lowest level or the highest level of this world, depending on how you see. And usually that would mean that you're the Ketzer of the next world. Are you serving often? Crown of the Nationals. Is there higher than that level? Right here, it's the opposite, right here. Reaching up to the lowest platform of the next level. We just leveled up, and now we're back at the beginning. So what does this mean to us? It's reading, when Benji talks about how Grocer Urbanium, when they were there, you went from the Sefer of Brit and read aloud to the people. What do you read? You read laws, right? I mean, he talked about tomorrow when we're camping. I should have already given us 7 of the 10 commandments, meaning the laws are not exactly the 10 commandments. You get to know one, the teaching, you can work again as well. And in addition to those 7 laws, he also gave us the administration of justice, teach about, and honor your father and mother. So we received everything. Yesterday we talked about, we got the Torah, we got the first 16 chapters of the Torah. Always on our C-Nights. We did a lot. We received. What are we doing on our C-Night for tomorrow? Tonight. That dawn we're going to receive and hear the Ten Commandments. What is this? It's that. It's not the laws. There's people that can know all the laws and they think they know something. Every single person thinks they're an expert. You know that for sure they're not an expert, like I said. All the college students, I was a college student once, and I thought I knew a lot, and you realize you don't know anything. You don't know anything. And everybody, every commenter on YouTube is always the genius. They have all the answers in the world. Well, for sure, they don't know anything. So this is how we carry ourselves. You now become, yesterday in your soil, became rabid, calm leaders. Tzaddikim even. The sins of me are in between with our schedule. What we do now? We become lawless partners in creation with Hashem. We become representatives of the Levine. And what does it mean that we're going up to know, see, I've gotten there if you know the laws already, if you've learned them already, or if you think you know them? We're transformed. We're completely transformed. We receive an Yiddish Tama. The whole world is transformed. It created a broke the membrane between heaven and earth. And now heaven and earth can communicate, where the tzaddikim says that they kept the Torah, but they didn't really keep the Torah because they hadn't received the Torah. Second of all, they lived in a world where you couldn't make the mundane holy. They didn't take physical beings and make them holy. Holiness was reserved for Shemayim. Here, but then, and that's why the hearse says that they wear it's a filming, but how they wear it with branches put it on, branches and leaves and tie it on, and then well, they're gonna be prepared away. Can you imagine living in a world where you throw away your filling because of the shalom? But how is it holy? Because we make it holy. Because we take leather, we take parchment, and we make it a certain way that's not brought down in tradition, the old tradition. One of the Torah that say how to make the filling, then you say that anyway. Says the words of filling and say how to make it. So you have that from the whole floor. That was given to us, Revelation Torah. It was given at Har Sinai, the Torah Shabbat Pen, whole floor. And we say plasma, we write down what's written in the Torah. And we alcohol, we check it, make sure it's good. When we pray, we say brachot, and it elevates it. We elevate our homes, we elevate the rooms, we elevate the walls. They get filled with Kedusha, with the words of Kedusha, with the words of Torah, with the words of prayer, with the words of singing and song, the words of gratitude. And so we become partners in creation. But what is, we got one more step to take, or Benji says, what is that step? The secret of creation. No one of creation actually heard the voice of sin for the whole world. Why is it that we're so special? Because you knew the laws already. Right, but what made it special? You knew the laws, and we should thank all the laws. We said, Maaseh Nishma, which means we'll hear and then we'll obey it. I should say, well, Maaseh, we'll do it. Nishma, we'll hear, we'll understand later. First, we'll do it. Tell us what to do, then we can get to the nitty gritty on how and why and all that stuff. And this is the secret. This is what transformed us. The whole world heard the same thing, be it, accepted it, and it made us something special. Definitely what makes us leaders. They're able to go back to the drawing board and to know, hey, my success looking at Shem's success. And Shem is the leader. I'm not trying to preach some of us, Shem. The Shem of all you want. And it says that nothing we can't receive anything before us, Shem. As it says, the Dewan says, and the person says, well, I mean, I deserve some stuff, right? I'm the leader of my people, or of this little sector, or whatever it is, or violently, whatever who's the person has. I'm the leader of that. And look, what put the Jews on the door? And she says, well, I'm the leader of the house, get the Jews on. He go on and on about this. So large is one thing. There's one thing you can perceive Hashem on the world is their gratitude. You thank Hashem before you give us something. It's something that we're perceiving Hashem. We say, thank you, Hashem. Everybody received the Torah. Hashem was. It hasn't happened yet. That's what is happening. And this way you continue to be leaders that whatever it is that we're working on at each time and we're going to be tested, we aren't be tested, but we'll have to be tested. Why? Because we have to learn more. You learn more, that makes you the more. And so in this way, we're going to see, and we'll continue to say thank you. We're going to be humble leaders, connected leaders, accept responsibility for others, and continuing to get better and better and better, knowing that there's more work to be done. Be grateful for the work that we've done, and be grateful for the work that Hashem has allowed us to do, and be grateful that we will overcome any obstacles in our way. Say thank you, Hashem, in advance for all the obstacles that we will overcome. And this way, we'll see really that tomorrow we are going to receive something new that we never received before. The Torah, the revelation that we got. We're not commemorating receiving the Torah 336 years ago. We are actually receiving the Torah now. Like we never received it. Because the revelations that are coming are going to be something that we've never seen before. And so we should be zoicha to receive the Torah in gratitude, kedusha, and love, and unity, and oneness, and see really the world that we lived in last time we got this Torah, Shavuos, and understand where we live in now. The next time we get the Torah, next Shavuos, we know that for sure it was the best year ever because we had Moshiach's companion here ruling the land. That Hashem Vavach in a revealed way, all the world in unity and love and Ahava. And let it be happy speedily. By the way, the time, Chag Sameach, receive the Torah and love, and I will see you later on coming up with new focus on the podcast. I know.